This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:10 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Thursday, November 20, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he. It is a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and just one of his great companies as we head into the weekend, Basiliga Hospitality Group, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like Frederick Krutz, Hazleton, Ralph DeMario, Old Forge, and Larry Meyer, Scranton. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle by gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense and reminding you of who the leaders of the Democrat Party today are. Jasmine Crockett. Perfect example. A bunch of you have been texting me about this. This idiot. I mean, that's not that. She's a complete idiot. She's talking about Lee Zeldin, now our great Environmental Protection Agency head, taking donations from Jeffrey Epstein. Well, it turned out to be Dr. Jeffrey Epstein of Manhattan. Not Jeffrey Epstein, the deceased pedophile. And how one hint of that was that when the donations were made, Jeffrey Epstein had already killed himself in prison. I mean, you can't even make up how stupid these, her and AOC, the squad, Chuck Schumer, you can't even make up how stupid these people are. You really can't. By the way, somebody texted in, oh, Bob, please. Enough with the Chinese water torture commercials regarding the rain gutters. And this is from Tenor Jim, so I got to listen. Now, you're saying your production staff has brought redundancy to an unacceptable level. That's not our fault. They bought the time. That's the commercial they're running. I don't know why they don't have a variant on them. I mean, even the Psychics commercial has changed the voice, not the dialogue. I actually liked the other guy's voice before, but... But anyway, yeah, that's not anybody's fault here. Somebody says, couldn't the booms be shifting tectonic plates? Well, we'll ask the bulldog on that. We'll ask the bulldog to check in. I want him to just don't report it. Somebody says, are we sure the boom isn't just the bulldog falling out of bed? Well, see, that's the thing. We don't know. All right, it is Thursday. Now, we normally have him at 10:05, but I messed up. But he was gracious enough to check in with us now It is. And there's his theme song. The Weekend Warrior, Sid Hallinan. Sid, how are you, my man?
Good, Bobby. What's up? How you doing?
Thanks for being flexible with us. I appreciate it.
Well, we're flexible. I'm a flexible guy. You know that. I'm here with my buddy, Big Bob Judge, my bodyguard.
My cousin, Bobby Judge. Love it. Love it.
Oh, yeah. He's a man.
You have like a cast of characters that sort of assist you.
Well, we got Bob here. Bob's here today. He'll be lecturing everybody on. Bob does a lot of weightlifting, so he'll be going on with the physical fitness part. But Al Fibbio will be in tomorrow at 11. We'll go over fine cuisine with Al.
Yeah. I just got to go to Fibbio's Monday night. Loved it. Loved it as
yeah.
usual. All right. Well, Sid, let's talk college football. What do you see? What do you know? And what games are interesting to you?
Okay, what do I see? There's only one game interesting to me, Bobby. Oklahoma right now is pretty hot. They need a win this week over Missouri. They're at home. They're a seven-point favorite. I'm going to stay with the Oklahoma Sooners. They're hot right now. This is the time of year you want to get really playing your best football. You know that. Mm-hmm. So that's the only college game I'm really interested in. So
what's the line
we'll
on that
one? We'll go with Oklahoma. Pardon me? Minus seven. Oklahoma's a seven-point favorite.
Okay. What are we, all right, we go to the pros. We got game tonight of any interest or no?
Not really. The line is kind of squirrely on that game. Houston's been up and down. I'll still go. If I have to pick somebody, I would take Buffalo with Josh Allen. So
they were on all. Yeah, Buffalo was on all cylinders last weekend.
Yeah, well, they look good one week, and the next week if they're inconsistent, but. So has Houston been, but I'll take, if your money on the line, you got to go with Josh Allen and the Bills.
All right, let's head into Sunday. What do we got?
Sunday, big day. I will never bet the Dallas Cowboys over the Philadelphia Eagles, that's for sure. Eagles -3 over Dallas.
That's
it's
all?
Dallas week. It's a yeah, the line's only 3. It's in Dallas.
Okay.
Game is in Dallas. Dallas, one thing about Dallas is they could score points. And, yeah, their offense with those two receivers, too, with CeeDee Lamb and that other cat they got from Pittsburgh, I forget his name, they could give Philly problems. But how about that Philly defense the other night? They looked like the 85 Bears.
They did. They did.
And we're worried about the offense. Well, they're still winning.
Well, we got the Eagles. What else does the Weekend Warrior have his eye on?
The Rams are rolling right now, Bob. They're a 6.5-point favorite over Tampa Bay, who's starting to lose their luster a little bit. I'm going to go with the Rams, second-best defense in football. Matthew Stafford is probably the leading candidate for the MVP this year. We're going to go with the Rams -6.5 over Tampa Bay.
Okay, and you've got your eye on a couple other games as well.
Oh, yeah, I got two more for you. For the first time this year, I'm going to take Pittsburgh, and not so much of an upset, but Pittsburgh is getting 3 at Chicago. I think the luck runs out on the Bears this week. I'm going to go with the Steelers.
All right. Do they have our quarterback back with that broken wrist? Does he play?
No. Aaron Rodgers, I think even with their style of play, he only throws 7-8-yard passes anyways, Bob. Yeah. I mean, it's the luster of having Aaron Rodgers out there. But I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Steelers on this.
And your other choice.
And the other one is a big game, and I go with them every week. And I'm still going to take Kansas City, a 3.5-point favorite, at home over Indianapolis. This could be the game of the weekend.
Now, they last week, shockingly to me, because I was with you on that Denver thing that they're going to get exposed, Denver turned out to be a better team than we thought.
Yes. Yes, a lot better. We knew they were good defensively, but again, Bo Nix makes some throws in the fourth quarter. He's done it in 4 games this year. He's a fourth quarter guy.
Yeah.
You know? And
that's a lot of pressure.
They're not going away, that's for
yeah,
sure.
But that's a lot of pressure for a young kid to going against Mahomes and still performing in the clutch. That was great, I thought, for him.
It was. Yeah. It was a great game. He was fun to watch. You're right.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. Well, any other thoughts? Nothing else to tell us about? What surprised you in the season so far? Anything?
The big surprise for me in the pros?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Seattle Seahawks. who lost a tough one to the Rams last week. And we covered in that one, too, because we were getting Seattle with 3.5. We covered by a half a point. They lost by a field goal, had a chance to win it at the end. Sam Darnold throws 4 interceptions. Seattle's for real.
Okay.
Don't be surprised if Seattle's in the NFC title game.
Okay.
Might sound crazy right now. I don't think it is.
Well, you go where others fear to tread.
I go where others fear to go, where no man wants to go. They're going to be repossessing my car pretty soon, I thought.
All right, what's our record so far? What's our record?
We're coming in. We were 4-1 last week, Bob.
All right,
so we're coming in at 24-27-1. So we're still 3 games under 500. I think we'll make that up this week. We're back on track.
All right. Sid Hallin on the Weekend Warrior. Thank you very much, my friend.
Okay, Bobby. Thank you.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Weekend Warrior, Sid Hallin. We'll be back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Elton John, Murph says this date, 1973, he released his hit, Crocodile Rock, in the U.S. Bob Cadaro back with you on the eponymous program. And you heard that. I mean, Donald Trump put America first. Now, a Saudi, Khashoggi, a Saudi citizen who was, he wasn't a reporter for the Washington Post, but he was associated with them. Maybe you'd call him a stringer. I don't know what you'd call him. But he gets killed. And, I mean, it's an assassination. It's wrong. It's evil. All that. And Trump says, well, wait a minute. I'm going to consider America first. This was not an American citizen. No matter what happened, I'd hurt America if I do what the Biden administration did. I'm not going to do it. I do, or what the Obama administration would have done. So that's Trump saying, America first. What matters is us. Boy, is that refreshing. And people get outraged by it, by the way. Larry from Plymouth.
Hello, Bob.
On Big Booms. Big Hi, Larry. Booms, how are you?
Before that, you said Steve Corbett is goofy sometime. He's goofy all the time. I told him one time what was bothering him. He had that ponytail tied too tight. It's cutting off the blood to his brain.
He walks by my house every day. I love him. He and his wife. I love him.
Oh, he's still around?
Yes, he's a character. He's a good guy. I love him. Okay. I mean, hey, I knew this when I was in public office. If he had a point of view, it doesn't matter what facts you tell him, he was running with it.
Yeah. Well, I think when he went to California is when he turned nutty.
Okay.
But, Bob, the big booms, I think I know what they are.
Okay.
About 12 years ago, I remember it was a Sunday night. I was watching a preseason Packers game, 9:30. I was on a couch with my cat. And my cat got up, started looking around. And all of a sudden, boom, boom, my house shook. It actually shook. The walls were shaking. First thing I thought was gas. So I run down the cellar, nothing. I go outside, nothing. So then I grab my shotgun and run upstairs. I thought maybe some fat guy broke into my house and fell on the floor.
Okay.
But anyway, it was nothing. I called the next day.
Your house would be the wrong one to break into. By the way, one of my dear friends gave me, as a pre-Christmas gift, he gave me a Byrna.
I heard you talking about
that. Yeah, so I've got my Byrna now.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You know, Bob, they sell pellet guns that are very powerful, too. They'll kill a wild boar, and you don't need you could own one of them, too, because they're not a firearm.
Well, it's not a gun, but it's the only weapon I've ever had.
Oh, and you don't want to actually kill him. You just want to,
yes,
you know, put him down.
I'm not trying to kill anybody, no.
Okay, but Bob, the boom. I think I know what it is.
Yes.
Do you know what the SR-71 is?
Yes, the spy plane.
The Blackbird.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and before that, it was the U-2. You remember when Francis Gary Powers was shot down over
mm-hmm.
Russia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but anyway. But the Blackbird, it did Mach 3, which was 2,200 miles an hour. Now, here's the thing. They decommissioned that in 97. So you know damn well, if they decommissioned that then, they got something better. And there's word that there's a plane called the Aurora, and it's supposed to do something like Mach 8 or Mach 9. It's supposed to go to the edge of the atmosphere. And I think it is sonic booms from the Aurora.
Well, one of our listeners, by the way, they also said they heard the booms in Back Mountain. But
When I heard that one a couple of days before that, out back past Harvey's Lake, yeah.
Well, somebody and one of the listeners said that they must be experimenting with something.
I don't know.
So it could be you think it could be a plane, an aircraft.
Or another thing, Bob, it could be a subterrane. Not a submarine now. And this actually exists. It's a giant machine. It cuts tunnels through the earth. And it's about 50 feet in diameter, and it cuts tunnels. They say there are tunnels crisscrossing the United States underground right now. But see, the government...
Musk has the company called the Boring Company.
This machine actually exists because you could go to the patent office in Washington and you could find the patent number for it. It's called the subterrane.
Interesting. And that would cause the same noise, you think?
I guess if they hit something, but it's supposed to be atomic. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. It uses nuclear energy.
Okay.
And they say as it goes through, when the tunnel behind it is like smooth as glass.
Fascinating. Well, the Bulldog doesn't have any answers, Larry. At least you've got something. You came to the table with something. The Bulldog has nothing to offer.
But yeah, it's I believe it's that. And they made I think it was, what's the place up by up that way? Is that McDonnell Douglas or
Moen Archibald?
I keep forgetting the name.
Yeah,
but a part of that, the SR-70 was made at the Skunk Works, which is a part of whatever that is up there.
Okay, yeah. I can't believe I'm forgetting. I've been there five times. I love the place.
Yeah.
Well, it'll come to my pea brain at some point. Well, Larry, thank you. You stayed on the rails, even though this subject had the potential to get off the rails, and you stayed on with us.
Yeah, for today.
Right.
But that could change at the drop of a hat.
I know it. Thank you, man. Always
okay,
a pleasure.
Bob. We'll see you. Bye.
Right. Let's take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll come back with our Veterans Tribute. And then you can reach me at 570-883-0098.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you go to the Bloomsburg American Legion, out front there's a stone and it says, "What is a veteran?" I'm going to add a couple of words, but here's what it says. A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, reserve, peacetime, or wartime, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. Lawrence Larry Meyer. He was 81. He passed November 4th. He was from Scranton, recently of Chapin, South Carolina. He was the husband of Pamela Conway Meyer. Born in Scranton, he proudly served us in the U.S. Army Reserves for 6 years. He attended the University of Scranton. I think it was called the Dexter Hanley School, the Evening College. His first career was as a nationally recognized salesman for Nestle and American Cyanamid. He then attended Empire Beauty School and had both his operators and managers licenses. He owned and operated four beauty salons in Lackawanna County for 40 years along with his wife. They were called Sharp Cuts and Hair Works. He enjoyed engaging with customers and providing the best salon experience. Larry truly enjoyed making Italian pastas and pizzas from scratch. He enjoyed his family the most, though. Survived by his wife for 60 years, Pamela, his daughter, his granddaughter, nephews, nieces, and a slew of other family members. Larry Meyer, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. As we head into the weekend, what do I think? I think if I want to go to a bar restaurant, I go to either the Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township, the Far Street Tavern in the Trips Park section of West Scranton, the Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. When I want fine dining, and I will, a Terra 519, a modern take on incredible experience. And Stegmeyer Mansion, an old school effort. And I love it there. Sergey's the nightclub. If you're looking for nightlife, it'll be hopping all weekend long for all ages. The Scranton Art House. That's where I watch my movies. Love it. Basiliga Hospitality, bringing you all of this. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny, 47 degrees. We're at 42 outside the studios now. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Friday, cloudy with showers likely late in the day, high 50. Saturday, chance of morning showers, then partly sunny, 48 degrees. Sunday, mix of sun and clouds, 48 degrees. All right. So, and it's Lockheed Martin. Why? And the Bulldog even had this brain freeze. I've been there a dozen times. I know people that work there. I love that company. It has been a stalwart employer and company in Northeast Pennsylvania for a long time. Yes, Lockheed Martin. But Bob from Warrior Run says, I believe the booms that your listeners are hearing is someone detonating tannerite. I live in Warrior Run and hear it quite often, all hours of the night. Now, somebody else? Yeah, somebody else says, Bob, it has to be tannerite. Easy to get. Quarter pound will shake buildings and echo from hilltop to hilltop. I've seen video of a car destroyed, says Joe in Slocum Township. Interesting. So tannerite, but for what purpose? Just for fun, I guess? Just people detonating it? That which sounds right, since it's random, and it's everywhere. It just, you know, people like to blow things up. Maybe that's what they're doing. Hey, somebody text in, it's official article on the internet. U.S. Senator John Fetterman will be primaried in 2028 by Connor Lamb or another candidate. Fetterman will have to take the overland route like former U.S. Senator Connecticut Joe Lieberman, run as an independent in the general. Fetterman confident he could win as an independent. Maybe. Isn't it interesting, though? Tell the truth and you're drummed out of the Democrat Party. Lord, that is so frightening. Let's go to Frank from North Scranton. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Hey, Bob. I'm all right. How about you?
Great. Thank you.
I got an observation for you that I'd like to share. You know how the Democrats hate to give Trump any credit for prices coming down, like mm-hmm. gas prices and stuff like
Egg
that.
Egg prices, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been riding around, you know, and I noticed there's a difference in certain gas stations. I would like to refer to them as Democrat gas stations and Republican gas stations. Do you know the difference? Do you know the difference by chance?
Price.
Yeah, there's the The Republican gas stations are as low as $2.93 a gallon for regular. Some of them are like still $3.09, but they're probably independents. And then you got the Democrat gas stations are $3.19, $3.39, $3.29. They're trying to keep the price up there so that he won't get any credit for the gas for oil prices going down. That's my take on this.
It is an interesting question, Frank. When I do the same thing when I drive around, at one point, gasoline was much more expensive in Lackawanna County, and then I would come down to Luzerne County, and it was cheaper. And now, in some places, that's reversed. And now we have highway advertising, like the two truck stops you'll see on 81 South. They're up in the 320s again. And they were, at least for one day, under $3. Here's what I'm told. I don't know if it's accurate or not. That they base their price on what the next load of gas is going to cost. And if that's, they determine, well, we got to have our little profit margin, and it ain't much in Pennsylvania because you got such high taxes, the second highest gas tax in the country. But they're saying, I've been told, I could stand corrected on this, that they're basing today's price on the next delivery price. So I don't know. But it fluctuated sort of wildly over time, hasn't it? Crazy.
Yeah, well, I seem to think that the Democrats are holding the price up there so that Trump can get credit.
Well, and I don't know if they have the power to do that, but I think it's one of those things that's coming inevitably. And by the way, I'll take stable gas prices, which they pretty much are, over the Biden years. Yeah. Really terrible.
Yeah, roger that.
Well, we'll have to follow this, Frank. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, that's just my take on it. I think maybe the Democrats are just holding the prices up so that they can't, you know, you say, well, Trump says the gas prices are coming down. Well, they are for certain stations. But then you got the other ones that are keeping the prices up. So I would say Democrat versus Republican. That's my way of looking at it.
Well, there we go. We got a different take.
And I only go to the Republican gas station.
I go where the prices are lower, too. Thank you, Frank.
Glad you're there.
Appreciate it, man. Brother. All right. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. We're back. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We're going to finish, well, I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but we're going to finish with Whipping Post, because in 1946, elite guitarist Dwayne Allman was born in Nashville, Tennessee. He died in a motorcycle accident in 1971, Macon, Georgia, and he lives on today. He lives on in our minds and in our airwaves today, and we'll play him and finish with him. This Tannerite thing is interesting. I would have liked to have asked Larry while he was on the blower, but I didn't see it in time. Connor Lamb is the guy, by the way, that they are talking about most frequently primarying John Fetterman. Now, interestingly, Connor Lamb, when he won his congressional seat in a special election, he promoted himself as a moderate/conservative Democrat. So now he has apparently bought into the whole left-wing lunacy in order to get ahead. And that's what you have to do in the Democrat Party. And they're getting worse and worse and worse. It's really crazy. We have a congressperson, Democrat congressperson, Sheila Cherfalus McCormick, representing Palm Beach, Broward County's Florida, who has been indicted for a number of, or I guess taken millions of dollars or something from hurricane and disaster relief money. We'll see. You never know. I don't jump on board with these things, but it's a FEMA fraud deal. We'll see. We will see. But that has come across the wires this morning. My man Paul tells me the Allman Brothers were one of my favorites. Great choice. Well, Murph makes great choices every day. He really does. Somebody texting in on Fetterman. Bob Fetterman must have had some kind of inkling he was going to be primaried in 2028 because he had nothing but nice things to say about President Trump and not to compare him with horrible leaders of the past. Fetterman will now run as an independent and pray for Trump's support loyalty to win his Senate seat. But I would not support John Fetterman. I like him. I mean, has the standard for Democrats that low now that if they say something that makes sense, we like them? That's how low the standard is? If they're not completely insane and completely anti-American, that we think they're great? No! Don't lower the standards. We got to get a Republican in there. A conservative. Well, my Bicardo's watch says 11:50 on the nose. Murph tells us that on November 20th, 1976, Paul Simon was the host of Saturday Night Live. And he performed that duet with George Harrison, Here Comes the Sun, one of my favorite songs, on the show. Producer Lorne Michaels made an appeal just recently on a birthday. He made an appeal for the Beatles to reunite. McCartney was staying with John Lennon at the Dakota in New York City. They were watching the show, but they didn't take him up on the offer. Sad. It's what is, right? We're going to finish, as I said, with Whipping Post. We're starting, Murph suggests, at 1:17 of the song. And we'll play that whenever it's ready. Gary from Mill City. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Good, Bob. How are you doing?
You don't mind Whipping Post playing underneath, do you?
Not at all.
All right.
We're talking before and in the past about Republicans on the under ticket not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And as a former Republican independent, I consider myself a very conservative voter, which there aren't many politicians that fit my definition of conservatism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you were aware or read it. The other day they had a vote on disciplining the woman congresswoman
yes.
from the Virgin Islands.
Yes.
Now, Republicans had to vote to censor her and take her off the Intelligence Committee. Three Republicans voted not to do it, and three Republicans, our own Dan Muser being one of them, voted present.
I had him on to discuss that, yes.
Okay, well, the discussion, Representative Luna from California, young lady, come out and said a deal was made in the back room where the Democrats wouldn't push disciplinary action against Representative Corey Mills, who has a protection order from against his girlfriend. He can't go near her. He has threatened her and threatened to post pornographic pictures of her on the internet. The deal was they would let this congresswoman keep her non-voting congresswoman. Why she'd be on the Intelligence Committee, I have no idea.
I agree with that. Was oversight. I think she was sitting on oversight at the time.
To keep, yes, talking to Epstein, which is the biggest
yeah.
political story in the country, texting him on a hearing with Michael Cohen testifying on President Trump financial dealings. We vote to leave her there to save a congressman in Florida who's threatening his girlfriend, and that is why I always talk down about Republicans, because they should win in a landslide, and they do everything they can to keep people like myself home.
Yeah.
I won't vote for people like that. And it's disgusting. That woman shouldn't be on any committee. And they vote not to censor her when Republicans had to vote to do it. To me, that is disgusting. And to save a woman abuser, from discipline, it's more disgusting. Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
All right, my man, Gary in Mill City. The problem is we have to vote, guys. We have to vote. Or you, again, recognize that politics is choosing the lesser of two evils often. And I love my damn user, and he made the point. He hadn't been convicted of the major charges yet at the time this happened. And was her constituent, truly. So he voted present. He didn't vote with the Democrats, thank God, but in any of it. Well, guys, great being with you. You know that. Warms my heart every day. As President Bush now delivering a tribute to Vice President Cheney, who passed away and whose celebration of life is taking place in the National Cathedral right now. And we celebrate the lives of three veterans today, thanks to John Basiliga. Larry Meyer, Scranton. Frederick Krutz, Hazleton. Ralph DeMario, Old Forge. That's our deal. That's our guys today. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. But for now, we gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. We'll take a break and be back. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow morning. God bless Melanie Nero.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.